It's Money Monday. Money Mondays is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Unlimited talk and text. And now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Melody Hobson is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and the Time Jordan Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning, Tom.
Good, good. Okay, today you're going to be talking about it's time for open enrollment at your job for health care benefits.
Yeah, this is, you know, the fall is a really busy time, but there are some seasonal things that I want you to think about and our listeners to think about. And one that's really important is their health care and other benefits and the open enrollment that happens at work. And that's your one chance to make changes to your health insurance plan and other business benefits that you have for the next year.
Okay, explain open enrollment.
So open enrollment is where you can have these changes. And you want to think about things like if you never go to a doctor and the only time you go literally is like if you're in an ambulance, well, you probably want to lower your premiums and have a higher deductible because you're not going that often. Now, conversely, if you are the kind of person who checks in at the doctor when you have the first sign of a cold, you might want a higher premium but a lower deductible. So, you know, these are the kind of things that you think about on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And also you want to think about other types of plans that you have at work. So, for example, if you have a flexible spending account, a lot of people have those. They used to have rules that said that you have to use the money that in the flexible spending account, also known as the FSA, by the end of the year. And if you didn't do that, you'd lose the money. Well, a lot of plans allow you now to roll over up to $500 into the new year. Now, if your plan doesn't do that, it may be a good time to go and get the new glasses that you might need or go to the dentist or go to the drugstore and fill up on cold medicines and things like that to make sure you deplete the plan before the end of the year. But you've got plenty of time to do whatever doctor's appointments or the like that you might need to do. So that's one thing you want to keep in mind. A lot of people are also moving towards health savings accounts. So you have, I know this is like alphabet soup, FSAs, HSAs, health savings accounts. Those are like flexible spending accounts where you make pre-tax contributions to your health care, but you don't have to worry about rolling it over. So that one's a bit easier to use and doesn't have necessarily the same cutoff at the end of the year.
Okay. So all these things are happening now at most jobs who offer benefits.
Yeah, the fall is when you do it.
The fall is when you do it.
Even the government enrollment period, health.gov, that's the government's new qualified health plan, as we all know, that's from November 15th to February 15th, unless you qualify for some special enrollment. So this is this period where they have health care on your brain. And think about that at work. And it's not just health insurance, it's insurance in general. This is the period open enrollment where you can change your life insurance and you can change your disability insurance. And these things also you want to pay a lot of attention to because like disability, one in four people will be disabled before they die. Mm.
And quickly, can you tell us like how much we should be preparing for in terms of saving for disability insurance and how much?
It all depends on your income.
Right.
So health insurance, I mean, life insurance and disability insurance has a lot to do with the budget and the amount of money that you spend on a monthly basis. So it's not a one-size-fits-all answer.
Right.
More information about open enrollment and all the benefits that you have on your job are on blackamericaweb.com. Thanks, Melody.